6:15.
Loaded.
Thank you.
7,000 is what we had last year, and we had a little over 7 this year. We had 13, so that number makes good sense.
Good. All right, we'll call our meeting back to order. And as I remember, Mr. Strophis was looking for a little bit of counsel from our attorney.
Yep.
On the liability issue, and you want to speak to that, Bob?
Well, let me address it, and then once again, I'm listening, so if I have to step out. The question was really, when we take a road in and we don't have the participants or the residents sign a release waiver, we are liable, from what I can tell, for any water runoff on a I'm trying not to be distracted here. Anyway, basically it comes down to this. I believe we are liable, potentially liable, for any water runoff on this road. So what I would recommend would be to, I think the request was for culvert. Anyway, I'm good with it, Chuck. Bottom line is this. I'm willing to two things. Have the property install it within 90 days, the culvert. Fund the culvert and have the two property owners sign a release waiver saying that they are not going to basically what we had for Horizon Hills, I think it is, have them sign the release document. So that is what I'm leaning toward.
In a conversation I had with you earlier, just to whether or not there's liability, certainly finding out whether there's liability is if somebody wants to find out, it's going to cost us more than $600 to get the definitive answer from the courts is Jim's biggest point, I think, and for that we can be done with this with releases from the two property owners.
Okay.
Does that summarize your thoughts?
Somebody remind us, Dean, if you want to come up to the mic. We had talked about supplying the culverts and a couple of loads of material. Is that what's your request? I guess we'll start with there.
Our situation is changing with regard to my son, who had said he would provide the labor.
Okay.
So that's going to be very difficult for us at this point.
Okay.
We would suggest that so that you all know that it's done right and done the way you want it, we'd like to just see you do it and do it your way.
Okay.
That way you're sure that it's done right.
All right. What's that say to us, Frank? How would we do that?
Okay. One of the things that I would ask for is a perpetual drainage easement between the two properties. If it is draining county water and we need to do maintenance in the future, that we would have the authority to go on there. That's commonplace with other drainage issues. I've not personally seen this site. Originally, I think we were looking at 60 feet of culvert and, like you stated, several loads of material. One of the supervisors did go out and look at it and said that the work itself was more in was a little bit more than was previously anticipated. So I have not personally seen the site.
Would you want to see a picture?
Sure.
I guess the question that we didn't ask, that we're assuming both property owners would be willing to sign in what Frank just described, a drainage easement.
There's any problem with that. Yeah. I tried to make contact with the owner beside us, and we are selling the property, but everyone would be very interested in getting that resolved. There'd be no problem with regard to that.
Stormwater runoff is public.
If you don't mind passing that on.
So the question I've got, though, Frank, what's our cost? My thought originally was 60 feet of culvert running about $210 every 20 feet. So, I mean, it basically goes from the $660 project plus a couple of loads to some labor now. So what's that project going to run now?
Right. I still like a look at the going back to the drainage easement, I'm not sure that location of the drainage flow. Typically, a drainage easement splits two properties, and they try and go down the property line. This
clearly does not go down one of the. It goes on one person's property completely.
Okay, that's non-typical. Not
right.
To say it's not there are other cases out there like that. I'd like to show that to a supervisor and discuss the methods, make sure we're not over 60 feet. That's typically what we, the extent of the length of pipe we like to use. Otherwise, there'd need to be a clean out in case there's some clogging in the future. So again, I've not researched the project enough. I anticipated if we were going to move forward that it would be materials and pipe. And
that's what I was anticipating. Just give the homeowners 9 days to complete, sign some release forms, and we weren't involved in the installation because I think last meeting that was not part of the proposal.
Okay.
And I just want to side note to the other two commissioners, I would like for us to consider having releases every time we take a road in, having a release done for every property owner that's affected by that road so that we don't have to address this in the future. Part of our standard process is that they're going to release us from any water runoff concerns. Because we took this road in years before I came here, and I don't think we anticipated a water erosion issue, and here it is. So preventative would have been to have a release form drawn up as a standard process for any time we take a road in. Let's just say we're going to have a release form no matter what.
Jim, I have a great deal of problem with this, and no disrespect to Mr. Burton whatsoever, but we have a private property issue. We have 600 miles of road in Taney County that are Taney County roads. Opening this can of worms to a private, as he spoke, the property's for sale. Opening this up for that would open it up. Any person that wanted a ditch filled in away from so they could take a driveway off. There's lots of issues that concern me about this being on private property that is for sale. And Mr. Burton's a nice gentleman. I have spoke with him. I enjoy visiting with him, but there are certain, when the county takes on the responsibility of 600 miles of road, that anybody would have the opportunity now to come and request such a request could literally break road and bridge.
A couple just thoughts. The reason we had, I went and talked to Bob about this was the legal ramifications of water runoff. I mean, we have an obligation because we own the road and the water's coming from the road. We inherited the problem when we took the road in. If this was to be litigated, our fees could be, just representing ourselves, could be far more than just the cost of doing a repair. Now, obviously, with numbers changing, if we're going to do the work, obviously, I'll need Frank to give me new numbers. But I believe we've got a certain amount of responsibility on this, irregardless if its property sells or doesn't sell. And we probably won't agree on this. But the problem is we didn't say we would. It's assumed that it's a county road. The road's water coming off the county road. We're not handling the runoff properly, and this is what happens. And so I think we have an obligation as a county to do something. Now, to what extent, I'm not sure, but I believe from a legal perspective, I just don't want to get into litigation where we'll spend more money fighting a fight when we can just address it. But I thought, I thought the fix was under $1,000 and having the homeowners sign the release for it. So, I just wanted to point that out in my perspective that we have an obligation to this. But I'm not willing to say I'm voting today because of one or the other, because no offense, the project kind of changed now for us to do the work, so I got to see what the cost estimates are for going to be that now.
And speaking with Mr. Burton just a few moments ago, I think he mentioned it might possibly be over 60 feet in length. Do you know how many feet?
Our estimate originally when we were planning this was
120, and then the rest of it would be, once it got beyond the property buildings, then it would be all right.
Okay.
Hey, Dean, would you go back to the mic, please? We've got folks listening.
I'm used to being behind the pulpit.
Yeah.
We had anticipated that time that you all would furnish the culvert, the material, and it was going to be the 120 feet when they came out there and looked at it. I don't know who the gentleman was. My son talked with him. I didn't. That it would be 120 feet in order to get that water far enough to where it would no longer cause the damage to the property, to the buildings themselves, because it's getting closer now on that one side on our house. Now, the property is for sale, but we have a contract to close on it this Thursday. So technically, I'm out of the picture as of Thursday, but we have a moral obligation to the folk, because we have represented it that we were going to get the problem taken care of. So I'm still involved from a moral standpoint, and we have talked legally. I'm sorry, I forget his name. The
Mr.
guy that's playing with his computer.
Mr. Paulson.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot your name. Our attorney does agree with your statement that there is a legal responsibility. If somebody were to fall in there on that, that both the county and us would undoubtedly have a lawsuit on our hands if somebody's injured in that.
I'm just to clarify, I'm not willing to say that the county is liable at the present time. There is potential liability that would...
I'll put the word potential in there.
Thank you.
I'm not a lawyer.
Bob, I would, and I'm not an attorney, and I know you guys mix words however you want to... mixed words, once we leave county easement, the problem of somebody falling in a ditch, that possible water drainage, water goes somewhere in this county, and we have hills and ravines and everything else, and once it goes into those areas, I can see this being an issue where someone wanted to patch their property up to have a flat piece of ground to where there was a ditch line run for water to escape to a lake or a creek or a ravine, and we would open the doors for liability to fix every person's request at that. And I cannot and will not support working on private property. We have run into situations in the past with projects that have been done by county commissioners that we assumed were wrong. And so to try to go past the county easement on a project where there's a ditch running down through there. Now, if there's a culvert that needs to be put in another location to turn the water and for them to fill their own ditch, I can see that we might put a culvert in to turn the water. We've had discussions over that in the past, as a matter of fact, recently.
I'm not saying that we don't have some immunities and perhaps we don't have liability. However, if there were litigation over the issue of whether we have liability, that litigation would cost something. You don't want to set a precedent where you go out and everyone comes in and wants you to take care of the water problem, because we know in these hills there's all kinds of water flowing off of the roads into areas. But it is a valid use of public funds to do stormwater control in relation to your roads. If your roads are creating a problem on a case-by-case basis where you think it's the worst, I mean, stormwater control is a valid expenditure of road and bridge and other funds. However, you know, that's a good reason through planning and zoning that we ought to require developers to have a decent plan for stormwater control when they build these roads, so that when we take them in, we don't have the stormwater control problem to deal with. And it may be that we have immunities from roads that have been in some period of time. It doesn't mean that it's not creating a problem for this gentleman, and it doesn't mean that it's not a valid expenditure of road and bridge funds, but you have to do the cost-benefit analysis yourself to see whether you're willing to do it based upon whether there's litigation and it costs less than the litigation, and whether or not it's setting a precedent that you feel that you're going to have to follow that's going to, as you say, bankrupt the road and bridge department. So, I mean, I'm giving my point of view, and I guess what I'm saying is it's your decision as a commission. So,
well, my main question is what do I say to the next person that comes along, and what do I say to 60 people that have this same type of situation that they suddenly and it comes before us all the time that. That it wasn't that way before 65 built the road at South 65, or it wasn't that way before we did Barker Hole over here. So those things in themselves, I'm here to protect the constituent that if Mr. Burton is one individual, but I have to think about 100 other people that might come in with exactly the same problem. What do you tell them then?
I understand, and that's an issue that you have to deal with making this decision on sewer projects. I know you guys do the funding, and through the sewer department, and you have said on projects where the sewer project went in and perhaps it wasn't causing the problem, maybe exacerbated the problem, that you would go ahead and fix the problem. On a case-by-case basis, you could do this, but without setting precedent. But what do you tell the other people who come in who may even have a worse problem that's more the county's fault than even this situation? That's an issue that you have to deal with. So I'm not telling you that that won't enter into your decision.
In this case, if the two culverts, one coming from both sides of Quail Road, if they didn't both empty right there at that particular line where the two properties joined, we'd have no problem. There would be no water problem at all if it were not for the water that's coming from both sides of Quail and funneled right there onto the joint of our two properties. So it's definitely road water that's causing a problem.
And if there was a way to prevent both culverts from coming into that area to where the problem could be solved on county easement to where...
There's no way.
Well, I would rely on my road and bridge crew, and I guess probably now that this could reach this point that I would have to go view it myself, because as you said, Mr. Burton, this property is... after Thursday will be no longer your responsibility other than a moral responsibility. So I myself would now have to take it upon myself to go look at the situation along with road and bridge to make a decision. I can't open up 600 miles of road where we have circumstances where there's water running down the road that has taken the road completely out that we refuse when we have a ditch line going across the yard. There's county roads that have the surface taken completely off of them because of storm drainage. And we haven't addressed those problems. And I have nothing against you, sir, whatsoever. Hardly know you. I just see you as a very pleasant gentleman to speak to. I just want you to understand you put yourself in my shoes and the other citizen's shoes.
I don't know if this will help, but let me take a stab at it. I understand your point. There can be a whole lot of people and it'd be a huge cost. But look at it from our experience the last 5 years, whatever you want to say. I can only think of one case that we've faced, and I think that Road and Bridge took care of, and that was over in Rockaway, Merriam Woods area, that water came down to one point, and it went across the property and actually went into a like a shop or a barn or something. And we went in there and made some corrections with the ditch and whatnot and solved the problem. So my main point is that although you got a valid concern of the expanded cost, what we faced over the last so many years, it's not something that's a huge thing. We may have to face a few other ones. The other argument I'd make to going ahead with trying to fix this problem is, you mentioned what commissioners have done before us, and we haven't agreed with, and that's with you there. But we've chosen, this commission has chosen to not do what they had done. So I don't think that opening up the slippery slope is as bad as what you're concerned about. That's my opinion.
If I could make, excuse me, just a few more comments. Mr. Strahan's correct in one of his comments, and that this probably should have been, whomever stated it, a P&Z issue when the neighborhood was developed. In recalling our last conversation, this area that we're talking about, or the area in question, I believe this is the low spot for the neighborhood, and as you stated, both sides of the road, both sides of Quail come to this particular junction. That should have been in the plans when the neighborhood was built, or there should have been an accommodation for that stormwater drainage. As I'm sitting here thinking about it, you know, we talk about let's just put in 120 feet of pipe. Well, I'd like to know how to size that. Our county minimum is 15 inches, but I can't tell you offhand sitting here that 15 inches in diameter would be sufficient to handle that drainage. We could put that 120 feet in, and then we may be creating a different problem by having on-site or in front of the home flooding if the ditch under a heavy rain were not, or I'm sorry, the pipe were not able to handle what was coming down at the point in time. So sizing is a concern. 120 feet is a concern without a junction or a clean-out junction. Something, if we were to move forward on this, which is usually not liked because of aesthetic reasons, but they work well, and that's an open ditch with riprap. Costing that right now, sitting at the table, is something I can't do for you. But however we move forward, there's some more homework to do before I can come up with a comfortable answer that might not be creating another problem. So those
what I'd comments. Like to see happen is us give approval for Frank to take that direction, to find the best way to do it. If we got a new property owner, end of the week, needs to work with them. They need to be involved, whether it's an open ditch with rip rock, culvert half the way, or whatever happens. But I'd like us to make a decision to go ahead and take some action to correct the problem.
I'd like to go look at it if with Mr. Burton. Matter of fact, sir, I don't feel like it today, but I will today. If when we leave this meeting, if I've got time, I will drive to wherever the location is and look if Road and Bridge would have time to send. Is it Mr. Stottle or is it might be on this side?
If you're willing to go look at it, I'm willing to pray for you to feel better.
Well. I hope that's not the only reason that you pray for me to feel better.
I pray for it anyway. Anybody that got picked on by the paper, have an egg on their face, deserves to be prayed for. You have a lot to endure, I'm sure.
That's good.
I hope the reporter just left the room, did he?
No, well, one did. We got one here.
I'll get picked on for mixing politics and religion if I'm not careful.
Jim, have you seen the location?
No, sir.
So we've got three individuals here, and plus a road superintendent who hasn't seen the location, and we're trying to make a decision on it, and I think that's irresponsible of us to do so.
I'd be glad to meet you out there whenever you say.
But that visit would determine how we're going to fix it, not whether we are or whether we aren't. And I'd like us to go ahead and make that.
I would determine whether I wanted to fix it or not. I would like to see if there's a substitute drainage that could be altered in another direction or anything that could be done. When we leave county easement, it has to be a substantial reason to do so.
I understand that.
And I just want to do what's right, sir. You know, just.
And I'd like for you to look at it, because then you'll have a much better idea on what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So in looking at it, Danny, you're saying you would be willing for us to do something. Is that right?
No, I'm saying I'm looking at it to decide whether we're going to do something.
Well, here's my predicament, Chuck, is if it comes, if Frank comes back and says it's going to be $10,000, I really would have to readjust my thinking. I don't know what we're talking from a cost perspective. Going into the meeting, I thought our costs were going to be limited to about $1,000. 60 feet of culvert, a couple loads of material, let the homeowners do the installation. That's why I said put a 90-day limitation on the installation of it. And so I knew going into the fix that I was limiting myself to about $1,000 of exposure to the county. Not knowing now it's 120 feet and not knowing a good cost estimate and doing the entire project, I'm not in a position to approve it. I would like to give direction to Frank to go get us a price, work out whatever suggestion he would have or alternate suggestions or solutions. In the meantime, we go out and visit individually and assess the situation. But with the scope change from the last meeting to this meeting, I'm not comfortable saying anything until I have a better number yet.
Okay. The new property owner, are they available? Are they in the area?
Or yes. Which,
and then the neighbor, are you familiar? Are they in the area?
Yes.
Not out of town.
It's a single lady that lives right there in that house. She just recently moved in.
In order for us to do anything at the end of this conversation or decision is we're going to insist on easement.
We are going to insist on easement.
So we have to work with those people, I believe.
Right.
Okay.
I'll make contact with both of them and let them know where we are.
So, all right. Is the next, what's the next step then?
At table till we
field trip.
Do so, field trip.
All of us need to go visit it, and you need to get the numbers. Can you come back next week at this time?
Yes.
I mean, it's your work session a week from today at 1 o'clock work session. Can you be prepared for that? And that gives Daniel with gives it all a chance to go visit that, and then come back at your 1 o'clock time next Monday, and have a discussion about it. That would be my suggestion, which would be the 21st at 1 o'clock.
Mr. Burton, what is the address of that loan?
395. Road.
Okay, thank you.
So, are we directing Frank to go look, and can we also ask him to get those property owners out there?
Sure. I mean, we're
okay. Great. Thank you.
Maybe that's the second step. Let him look at how he wants to do contact property owners to
just come up with some solutions on what we should do and cost associated with it. So,
right,
a week from today, we can have a better conversation about where we stand with it.
Hopefully, have all the curves lined out. All right, we're working on it.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Now, if any of you want me to be there when you go to look at it, just give me a ring.
Okay. All right.
Very good.
Does Frank have your number? Does Frank have your phone number?
He does not, but I will give him a card.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay. How would the commission like to move forward?
Danny,
we want to do Nikki work session, Bob, the Kirbyville agreement.
Let's do Kirby. Did we just see Mel?
I told Mel he didn't need to be here. We've talked about the changes.
Somebody
the
else.
Agreement.
Thank you.
I didn't put it on the agenda. I assume somebody did because we hadn't approved it yet.
Correct.
You've been told all about it. The sewer board's approved it. The village of Kirbyville approved it. I thought you had approved it, but...
I thought we did 2 weeks ago.
I thought so, too. I didn't put it on the agenda, but, you know, if you haven't approved it, then you need to approve it, and I didn't know that it had been put on the agenda. It hasn't been signed by the commission yet, so... if you made a motion to authorize Chuck to sign the agreement, that would be fine.
I'll make that motion now because the contractors are moving forward at a rapid pace out there. I've been driving these sewer projects and looking at them, and they need to not be held up by some addendum or.
So your motion is to approve that?
Yes.
Second, the motion to approve the Kirbyville. Intergovernmental
and authorized Chuck to sign.
An authorized Chuck to sign document. I second that motion.
Discussion. Is that document finished and complete?
Right oh, yeah, now? It's signed by the other two parties. Susie Braden still needs to attest to William Cummings' signature.
All right.
But otherwise, everybody signed it.
I think we did this 2 weeks ago, but we didn't get it in there. So.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. We've got Air Park. Do we want to give Eddie a call? I saw him in earlier.
I do. Plans. Let me see if I can't get a hold of Nikki real fast.
All right.
She can get the signatures on this from Chuck and everybody.
Who's going to speak to Wellness Center?
I think it's Nikki.
Nikki.
Okay. I'm not sure what that is. I just know. I think she posted it.
She told me this morning she
can we
posted.
Do under administrative real fast,
uh-huh.
If it's all possible. We all received an email from Jim Berry on Friday at 2:49 talking about a process that may have changed over here. He is saying that he's personally getting phone calls now about nuisance calls, and that's not the process we arranged. Basically, he had asked that if we're giving out his personal cell phone number to stop,
You're kidding.
And that's what the email says. So I sent him a note saying that we hadn't changed process and we'll make sure that...
I don't have his personal cell phone.
Well, I have his cell phone, but anyway, it didn't come from me. All I said was we hadn't changed the process. I know that Danny, you were going to talk to Jeff Merrill to talk about the enforcement part of nuisance, and we were going to regroup and revise the policy we've got so we can make sure the citizens are getting through the nuisance process as quickly as possible. And so I sent him a note just back telling him that if Nikki or Jane were doing something improper that they know not to do that. They both said they hadn't been doing it, so I'm not sure this came from us, but anyway, I just told Jim we would address it. But anyway, and I just told him that we're in the process of possibly revising our process and stay tuned. So
just one comment on that, and I read the frustration of Jim through the email, but when we speak of Taney County Health Department,
right,
the name is affiliated with it, and that was probably where that came from, and where the personal, because I wouldn't have his phone number.
Well,
I didn't know the girl.
He only has one cell phone. He's getting called on his cell phone, which...
Yeah. People seem to have a way of getting a hold of that information. Sometimes it's not.
All right, anything else? Ready for...
Before we step into the Air Park, I just want to let you guys know one more thing. I also have another TDD meeting in 5 minutes that was also posted to approve the minutes of the last meeting we just had so that finalizes the process for the City of Branson agenda. It's all about an agenda and getting all that. So I will step out and take a phone call. It shouldn't take but a few seconds. But
all right.
Anyway, I just wanted to point that if I walk out, it's because of that.
Okay.
I can probably be done in 5 minutes. What I've given to you is the results of the surveying company we hired to look at the plat for Cedar Creek Airport. And about 22 different issues on there. And on the very back of that, I just kind of grouped them for you. Items 1, 2, and 3 deal with issues as they are now recorded. Evidently, the legal descriptions don't always match the plats the pictures that are given to us when we sign off on those. So there's some issues. I have the documents here. If y'all would like to take those and look at them at your convenience or whatever, I'd be glad to let you have those. Item 437 deal with issues that would occur if the plat of the minor subdivision that she gave to you on that Friday were filed. And then items 8 through 22 deal with issues for the entire subdivision, the properties that are platted out there, everything like that. At the bottom, I've just told you the plats don't always match legal descriptions as filed. There's some temporary easements on these plats that we didn't even know in our office that existed that kind of run all over everywhere. Road easements are being absorbed back into lots leaving the control of the road into that one individual lot owner, and in so doing,
without vacating
anything, yes, sir.
So
these are private. We do have a minor sub. Our code book requires that roads be platted, declared to be road easements, and then they have to be declared to be private roads. So they are private roads, not anything the county's going to take over or anything like that, but that's how we ensure that the lots that we've platted have access to the lots. So there's just about 22 different issues that he came up with here. The statement he made to me is, I said, we're very concerned that we don't take actions that are illegal from our standpoint and everything. He said, there's just not hardly any way you can move here without breaking or bending a rule pretty bad, in one way or the other. So,
a couple of things, Eddie. We haven't given this to the air park people yet.
No, sir.
So that's some direction we'll have to decide as a commission. The other thing is there's a good chance that we're going to have it reviewed again by Wolf once they submit the revision, because there's no guaranteeing that they don't make 23 revisions versus 22, and then all of a sudden we've got another violation. So I don't think this process is over, but I'd like to I don't know if we need a vote or anything, but I would like to suggest strongly with an agreement that this document gets sent to Tammy at Air Park.
Jim, let me make a recommendation here, think that with 22 or 23 revisions, that a total new plat, I don't want to sit up here and look at four revised plats that refer back to plat number one and refer back to plat number three and all those. I think this process needs to be totally redone from the very beginning, and one plat issued to the Planning and Zoning Commission and to this commission before we do anything. As mentioned here, we've got a surveyor that says there's easements that just trail everywhere, things like that. I'm not trying to stop this lady's progression in what she's trying to do or anything like that, but this is not treating the rest of the public fair when we take exception with four plats that are sent in, three or four plats that are sent in. I would like to see a total new plat that this commission could look at and understand.
I need to ask a question if I can. When you say total new plat, are you talking a total new plat of the project? Because what you have in front of you, Eddie Wolf looked at what was already platted, the minor sub. He looked at the revision for the minor sub, and then he looked at the total project for all the lots that have been sold off out there.
Yeah. Well, Eddie, I'd like a total new plat, because the other plat that had the lots extended because there wasn't enough acreage, mm-hmm. and then had some easements that run through those.
Yes, sir.
And then had roads that run down the runway. There's all kinds of problems that I seen on the plat before you took it to Mr. Wolf that I would have had problems myself approving. If she wants this plat approved, we need to have something that we can look at and read and not be complicated with, excuse the expression, Bob, but with lawyer talk that seems to be saying one thing and could be meaning something else.
As you know, this is before you because she was trying to expedite the process and everything like that. And of course, the complaint was that we give you a plat and then you tell us what to do and we make the change, and then you have more for us to do. Of course, you saw what we get on a fairly regular basis here.
But let me answer that question for her, if she was here, and she may be listening in. The facts are, no one could take those four plats and make any sense whatsoever out of the four, with the referring back to do this, do that. I just couldn't. And
it's a mess. We all agree, Danny, and Commissioner Fagan. We all agree that it's a mess, and that the current plat is not going to suffice. There's too many problems with it. Eddie Wolf has pointed out the problems with it, and she's going to have to redo it. What we had done is allowed her to do a minor subdivision to try to sell some of the lots so that she could correct the problems and treat everybody that's in there fairly. But she's going to have to make some corrections with the rest of it. I think we pretty much, as planning and zoning, have to continue to allow her to do the minor subdivision that's already been approved. And any further plats, she's going to need to clean everything up. I mean, everybody agrees. Am I wrong? She's going to have to clean it all up.
Yeah, that is correct. Also, there's one more issue that needs to come into play here, and Mr. Wolf makes note of this, that decisions of record requirements have not been met for anything else, required for the platting of anything else at this particular time. So, and he lists, I think, three or four different items in there. One that has to do with the installation of infrastructure and things like that. So the decision of record...
On the minor subdivision, hasn't even been
on, the minor subdivision, it's okay. But for her to move any further, like with the mending, adding more lots, other phases or anything like that, we've got a decision of record issue that has, or several that have not been met yet, so we shouldn't even be entertaining any plats, I don't think,
right
at this time until okay. Those are done.
Well, what you're saying then, Eddie, is she needs to address these 23 items on here before we have discussion about it.
Yes, basically. Sir. I think it's premature for a plat to be dropped on us or anything like that. And these issues need to be addressed in the coming plat.
She needs to correct every issue before we approve anything.
And not, I think maybe you might have took me wrong on my first statement about, because I think to redo the 23 issues, mm-hmm. we need to look at something besides marks over marks, shaded in areas, all those kind of things. I know, Mr. Wolf, they have a layout of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so that could be presented to us without having, it's a mumbo jumbo. If I went down there to try to buy one of those lots, I'd be afraid of what I was getting into.
And Mr. Wolf prepared for us a plat of... all the properties that have been sold off out there. And again, you can go crazy looking at all the paperwork and everything. These are the properties that are sold off by meets and bounds, with the exception of these properties up here. These are the easements that we were telling you about. They don't connect to anything or...
Well, I mean, look here. Yeah, I mean, yes, you sir. Got lots sold here and here, right?
Yes, sir.
And you've got an easement that cuts the corners off of them that
are
unbillable.
Every lot you see here is sold. Now, what was supposed to happen in this minor subdivision, this was all supposed to be lot 6 that's left over, which is what the picture shows. But on his legal description, lot 6 was this area down in here. Even trying to change this lot 6 would create a lot here and would create another lot here that wasn't part of the minor sub.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wanted to pour the road back in there. There's some issues as far as, setbacks are concerned.
Do you think Eddie can work this out with her?
He can. Whether she will contact him to do that or not, I can encourage her to do that with him. But he's just saying that...
Well, now, he has the basis here for the legal part of it. We all know that when you take this easement out of this, eliminates this lot and eliminates this lot for any construction.
Yeah,
and
we ran into several lots like that that will.
So I just, myself, I would rather send her, have Eddie send her this, Eddie Wolf,
okay.
And through you, and before we try to make a decision on this, Chuck, how do you feel about that? Because, or unless you feel comfortable with something like this, I don't know.
What?
Well, let me show you why we're here, just real quick. This is the minor stuff that you have out there now, and these are the issues with the picture, that with the plat that we signed and the legal descriptions that were filed. The lots don't, this lot doesn't even touch the road easement, although it shows it in the picture. Legally, there's a strip of land between, and this is already platted. Also, this one here, and then there's an overlap here. Some of the things. So, and then if you want to, there are amended minor stuff. These are the issues that you get into with overlaps and different things like that.
I mean, she's just going to have to go take the list, and
yeah.
Eddie would be the right person to fix this. Yeah. Once she's your surveyor, we'll have the same problems, it seems like, but...
What is this document?
So that's just my quick look at the plat that she turned into us. I haven't gotten in touch with her about that. But if, you know, if I was just looking at the plat, I would say, here's some issues that I see that you need to look at as far as fixing that. And Eddie does mention some of those. Of course, he mentions a lot more. I would never see things like this. As far as the legal descriptions are concerned, I would never see that.
So you did this before you got Eddie's work?
And I didn't give that to Eddie or anything like that.
But they're probably in it.
But if I was going to contact her, I would say, here's the very basic things that I see on the plat that you gave me. You know, we're creating two new lots out there that aren't mentioned.
And Mr. Wolf may have other questions once the survey is done.
So that's just kind of where it is. I do have to give a response on this plat. I haven't done that. Of course, we were all in agreement here on that day that this plat would need to be revised and everything. So,
So these six items that you had on your list are more than likely in Eddie's list.
Some of it is. Mr. Wolf, of course, didn't talk about the title. It needs to be a replat. We discussed that in here. He did not mention that on here. He's pretty sure that that's something that we've taken care of by the recorder's office, something like that. If or should be done by the surveyor. But he did mention that there was a setback variance needed for this lot number 3 when it gets redrawn. He mentioned utility easements and legal.
Eddie, can I say that? Don't we have a responsibility to our recorder to have this, try to straighten this up before any more lots are brought in? And he is, I don't know whether the word forced is not the word I'm looking for, but terminology I'm not
liking. I do. I try to talk with Bob on a pretty regular basis to make sure that we're getting Platt's title for what they're actually doing.
Right, and we don't want to put him in that position of having to record a bunch of things that we're going to have to take and try to end up in court on to revise.
That is correct. And we, like I say, Mr. Dixon and Tim out of the assessor's office and I, we all sat with this individual before and we agreed on what kind of plat was needed and what was needed to be done. And again, that's not what we got when they came back in. So.
We just need to give direction. We don't need a motion. I think just have him take this right to. I'd like for you and Mr. Wolf and her to have a meeting.
Okay. I will set it up.
And you can read your concerns and then let him verify those, and then he may have a whole bunch more after that. So.
I will do it. I just wanted to let you know that's where we were.
Wait, is that the direction you'd like to go, Chuck, or how do you want to approach this?
Mr. Wolf did say that he would come in and visit with you. He's out of town this week, and that's why I tried to get this back on for Friday, but I was a little too late to get that done because he didn't finish up till Thursday afternoon. But if you'd like to discuss with him, he said he'd be glad to come in and visit with you.
Well, my thoughts, trying to get them together here, but my thoughts are we've gone to this expense to get this work done. And at what point do we say
this is your puppy?
Been so much back and forth. And where do we put the responsibility on the developer? I mean, we want to help her make it work and get things worked out. No two ways. That's one of the top items on the list. But at what point do we just, I mean, I feel like we've done significant work to help her. And
I think the county's been more than agreeable, more than lenient, yes, sir, in a lot of phases, not just your office, but planning and zoning, all the attorneys, the prosecutor's attorney's office, everybody like that, to try and get this project. I mean, you go back to it, we cannot, do not have the manpower, do not have the time as a county to devote to every project what we've done to this one.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, through loss of a page in the code book, you know, whatever the case might be, trying to straighten this thing out, but it's almost to the place where we're almost trying to make her successful.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, while we're, our office is open for guidance as much as we can, you know, we just need them to follow the basic rules.
Eddie, look, and don't misunderstand me. My concern is with the recording.
Yes,
Mr. Dixon has a responsibility that he
yes.
has to uphold. And this commission, by having this other work done, is protecting Taney
sure.
County and our recording office
yes,
by having these things done. If Mr. Pennell and Mr. Strafis want to say, look, here it is, you got to get it done, this done before we're even going to consider it, I'm fine with that. If Eddie Wolf wants to be there and say, look, you've got to do four or five other things,
mm-hmm.
well, I think that proceeds in the deal, but that's not at our expense.
No, sir. No, sir. You know, it's just, you know, I think what we've seen verified here is basically what we've been saying. There's some big issues here, and it's not as easy as it could have been
yeah.
just to file a plat, you know, with lot and block descriptions, but in running right as this project is gone, it's caused a lot of issues.
What's any different than this, though, than a replat? If someone decided they wanted to, and they had everything right,
mm-hmm.
and they decided they wanted to come in and split 5-acre tracts or go down to 2.5 or whatever they could get from the soil perk test, what is the difference in them you saying, we've approved a plat, so, but you're wanting to replat.
Mm-hmm.
That's your responsibility. Now, here's the things that you haven't done for the
right.
replat.
Yes, sir.
That's your expense. So
exactly.
I can't see any difference in that other than the violations that she's
right.
already
And that's where we are. Again, it was one of the deals where she's frustrated because she had a sale pending.
Yeah.
And wanted to see if she could get the project, you know, expedited. But even in so doing, you saw from Thursday to Friday there was a change that caused a lot of other issues. And so to her complaint, we drop a plat. He says make the changes. We make these changes. And then he tells us there's more. Well, sometimes there is.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is just where we're headed. But
well, let me try to get my thoughts out again. My thoughts are the county has done above what they needed, shouldn't have had to do. And it appears to me, I don't want to make it harsh on her, but she's the one that needs the plan. The developer needs the plan. And for us to keep spending money until she addressed these issues, is that right?
Yes.
It's important for us to know what all the issues are, though, so that we can make sure that she complies with all of the issues. Normally, things are not this complicated because they're not this messed up. People have not made this many errors and created this many problems for us. Before, when she comes in to have her replat or whatever done, and she says, I've met all of your requirements, we need to know what all of the requirements are so that we can say, yes, you have, or no, you haven't. And certainly, we'd like for the people who have already purchased property not to be hurt in any way. But really, that's not our problem. That's her problem and would be litigation between those two parties. But we do have to know what the situation is when she comes back in with a replat.
But Bob, I'm not understanding. Is that not what we've done? We've hired Eddie Wolf.
We did.
That's what this does for you, yes, sir.
That's what this does for us.
And you know, just he made the statement.
So what are you saying? If we've already done it, I thought you were saying we need to do this, but we've already done it.
No, we need to do this.
What we've done needed to be done is what he's saying.
And we've done it.
Yeah.
You are done.
I thought you just said we needed to do this, but we've already done it.
He's talking, right, it's something that we needed to do,
and
we did it.
We needed to do this that we've already done.
So what should we do now? If we've done, if the county's
nothing.
Done their part.
No, we just...
Until they resubmit a plat.
Thank you.
When they resubmit the plat, we'll have to have someone review it again.
I was agreeing with you, Chuck.
I couldn't tell it.
But, and that's what I'm saying. We need to probably call her in and sit down and say, okay, here's what's going on. And Eddie would be glad to sit with us and from his perspective and say, so here's what needs to happen.
Your five minutes sorry. Meeting is 17. So is that what you're going to do? Bring Tammy in with Eddie and have a sit
I will
down
schedule
and go
a meeting
over the
with them
so
and everything. But I wanted you to know that this was completed. He did uncover a lot more things than I knew about. And we'll proceed on just as we normally would with everything else, and unless it's requested that we be in front of you again.
I don't know.
That wasn't a request made by my office. That was a request by a citizen, and you may get that request again. So that's what I'm saying. So but otherwise, we'll handle it like we handle
all the other plats.
Every other
everybody
plat.
Else's. Yeah.
So
just like I said about a replat. You
yes,
handle it just like you
I mean, we're set up to handle this stuff. It's just this is one of those situations where the customer asked her, you know, to be in front of you guys, and that's where it's gone from there.
Yeah.
I'm still questioning the developer coming back into you, and you're going to go over these things with her.
Yes, sir. Before we get another plat.
And I've seen you go through this so many times. And maybe it's got to be one more time, but when are we going to come to the end? And frankly, you've been very much criticized,
yes, sir,
for causing the problems. Eddie Wolf, we hired him. He's shown that there's problems that are not imagined problems, that are genuine things that need to be addressed. And I say again, when is the responsibility going to be on the developer?
It is, and Eddie doesn't have any responsibility to go over anything with her at this point. He can just hand her a copy of the report and say, you need to fix it and bring us a good plat. I mean, he could do that.
And that's fine. If we just say, hey, Eddie, mail this copy to Tammy, or have Tammy come by and pick up a copy, then we're done. That's the obligation that we really...
That's the obligation. We are customer service oriented.
That's the minimum obligation. The maximum is...
And you know, I want you gentlemen to realize that we want to give every opportunity that we can to assist, because I've been criticized for being angry and hard to work with and things like that, and especially in this case, I think as a staff in the office, we've been very easy to work with. It's just, you know, when something gets this far out, it's just hard to try and do anything without breaking some of your other laws and rules that are on the books, you know, without some things happening. So,
and I'm not against you all meeting, you and Eddie and the developer sitting down and meeting, but I would like the commission to say to you that you've done your job, and it's time for the developer to take care of the issues that need taken care of, and it's not just you saying them. Now we've got an independent party that's very professional that has said these are the things that need to be taken care of.
Well, we're working for the bigger picture, and we know there's people out there that have bought properties right now that can't use them. And, again, that's not our fault. It's not our responsibility because of the way things transacted. But we would like to see those people able to use the property, and that's what we're working for. I mean, she will be extended every courtesy and you know, every meeting that, you know, that it takes to get to that place as far as we're concerned, you know, as far as what we would normally do. I'm not going to pay to draw her plats. I'm not going to draw her plats for her or anything like that. I'm not going to do that. But, you know, I review them in a timely manner as I would anything else, and you know, they're treated just like anything else.
So you're saying that you're willing to sit down with her and Eddie and... Everybody all right with that?
I just want to get the information to Tammy however you want.
Okay.
That's all I want to make sure.
Well, she'll get a mailed copy, but we will try to set up a meeting because we're required by law to send written copies in the mail.
Good.
So,
thanks for your work on it. Okay. Is that all we got on Airpark? Evidently.
Yes.
All right. Miss Nikki, when you're ready, we're...
Oh, one more thing, if I just could real quick while Eddie's here.
Okay.
Just an update. We did get some information back from the... I can tell you later during my session.
Okay. All right. Nikki is coming to the table. We've got...
I need to get their signatures on this, okay.
Wellness center, and then your regular work session.
I'll come back.
It's all yours. Okay, we have the agenda. Any questions or comments on the agenda?
No, sir.
Just a quick comment. Doesn't need to be on the agenda, but I've got OCAC Thursday at 9 o'clock. So we could avoid scheduling something there as the week goes on.
This morning you guys indicated that we're going to revisit the commitment for the shoreline cleanup after you got information from Frank. Are we putting a time on that? Like within 1 week you need to hear about
it? If it's all right, since I've kind of posted this one, I'll post the next one when we get more details. I really want more details from the organizer and have her come to the commission on a Monday morning and present her entire details of the project. By then, she should have sponsorship and would have more details. So it'll be probably in a couple of weeks, but she and I will be communicating.
While you're communicating with her, if you would you let her know that one commissioner, anyway, is in favor of spending some
money
to fund some of those clean roll-offs.
Gotcha. I will pass it on.
Okay.
Also, the MoDOT barn purchase, you indicated that Wednesday would probably be a good time. Are you still in agreement?
We just got it. I don't want to pressure Bob too much, but I'm thinking Wednesday is the time to do it. Maybe the 9 o'clock time frame. Oh, not Wednesday. Was I saying Wednesday?
You said Wednesday.
I wanted to kind of hear from Bob before we schedule it. I don't know what his concerns are yet, so I have it on my hand-handy table sheet here to follow along. So
well, that's good.
It will not.
So let it lay is what I'm hearing.
Let it lay until
so
I hear
I'm
from Bob.
I'm going to wait until you guys come to me then.
Yeah.
I won't do anything further. Anything else?
No, I will point out, just for Chuck and Danny's perspective, on Wednesday I've been asked to participate in the 8th Annual Missouri Digital Government Summit in Jefferson City. It is where all IT managers, some higher technicians, and the state of Missouri's CIO, Chief Information Officer, have an annual summit to talk about processes of technology and how it can help run government. They've asked me to participate in the conversation, I guess, because of my past experience. So on Wednesday, I'm going to be traveling to Jeff City all day. They have asked me to participate at a meeting that starts at 7:30. So I'm asking for feedback if you guys have any issues with me spending the night in the hotel on Tuesday night, because I would have to leave at approximately 4:30 in the morning to make a 7:30 meeting, and I'm not too excited about that.
That's what time I got up this morning, so
well,
what makes you different than me?
I'm just not as tough as you, Danny, I think. So.
Okay.
Is that what you wanted to hear? So do you guys have any problems with me spending the night Tuesday night?
Got a budget?
Oh, well, I can find it in there. We've got it in training or... I know we've got some money left in expenses. My hope is to take a county vehicle, so there'll be no mileage. I don't believe the commission car is available, so we'll have to do a little juggling, because I think Linda's at training right now.
Correct.
And she won't be back in time, so there'll be a little juggling of vehicles. But my hope is to take a county vehicle, so the expense basically will be maybe a couple meals and a hotel.
Okay.
I could get up at 4:30 this morning, but
you
yeah,
wanna drive
it's all right.
Me?
It's all right.
You want to drive me on Wednesday morning?
Two okays.
Okay. So that's why if we schedule something Wednesday because of an emergency, Wednesdays is a difficult time. So I'd rather make it a Tuesday. If we're going to do the MoDOT thing, I'd rather do it Tuesday late and call in.
I'm going to let you guys set the agenda for yourselves because as soon as this meeting's over with, I'm going to make a phone call and I may have to go have some, MRIs or CT scans or something like that done, and I'd rather you would just set your schedule that would be comfortable with you because I may not be here for, they may call me and tell me to be there this afternoon or tomorrow morning or whatever, so.
Okay.
We're just going to make sure that you're available for the MoDOT barn because it may be a stalemate based off the discussions at 9 o'clock this morning. We may have a stalemate if it's just two of us on the MoDOT. But anyway, that's the only thing left to schedule, I believe.
Okay. How about wellness? You got something for us there, Nikki?
Yeah. On the 22nd of this month, we're going to be holding a stress management class.
Sunday? June 27th? 22nd.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I thought I heard 27th. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. It'll be at 1 p.m. A lady by the name of Jan Harper. She's a nurse with Skaggs. Is going to come do a little presentation. So we're hoping to get several people involved. Stress
time?
Runs real high around here, so I think it would be a good thing if people attended.
1 o'clock?
Yes.
You're going to in the hearing room here?
Yes.
In the hearing room, okay?
Correct.
Are you going to send an email to everybody? Or have you guys? I think you already have, haven't you? Mm-hmm. Okay, I saw another email on something else. Okay.
We chose the month of June as Stress Awareness Month. So we're trying to do things just to make people aware of their stress levels and how to bring them down. That's probably what you saw at the beginning of the month.
What do you mean by that?
Precisely. Very nice.
Also, the last time that I talked to you guys about wellness, which was a couple weeks ago, you were not comfortable with an instructor coming in. You had questions. You were going to ask Bob. I asked Bob if you guys spoke with him, and he said no.
Okay. Well, maybe we can speak to him here in a few minutes.
Could you please do that for me?
Refresh my memory. That was about the somebody coming in, and the employee would pay so much to them
$5,
for whatever they're doing.
Mm-hmm. You guys talked about, waiver liability.
Yeah.
I think one of you even said, "Is this something we need to do an RFP on?" So there were just some questions, and I have the individual calling me back, and I don't have an answer for her. So.
Okay.
The outside access that we had talked about several months ago so that we could extend the hours, if we only had one access but placed it outside, we've done a little bit of research, it'd be $100 extra.
Okay, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
And then we would be able to, then basically 7x24, mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes.
7x24.
7 days a week, 24 hours a day access.
That would allow the Sheriff's Department employees as well
to
as
participate.
Other employees that,
Road and bridge,
really
whatever,
can
they can't get over here.
During the hours that we have set up.
We're about ready for you, I think. That's your question.
Well, no, I was just going to, I heard something about the bringing instructors in.
You haven't had been asked, and they're going to ask you later.
Okay.
But we're about ready for Bob, aren't
oh,
we?
Oh, yeah. Don't run off, man. Just run off. I mean, don't
okay.
Run.
I just want to say I also, though, did talk to someone about that, although I haven't been asked to do it. And the issue that I raised was are RFQs or RFPs required? I mean, how do we say one person comes in and does this and another one doesn't? So how do we just – anyway,
That's the discussion they're going to have with you.
Yeah, okay.
I'm in favor of doing spending $100, up to $100, to extend that to allow more access to the facility.
I'm all right with that. I had the understanding way back that that's what we were going to have when we bought the card reader and all that jazz originally.
Currently, the card reader's on the inside, so the courthouse is not going to be secure if someone's coming in at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Again, my understanding was that the setup was to be that you would have access.
If we placed it on the outside, and it was not placed on the outside.
I think we talked about just hours of operation. Originally, was like 6 to, what was the original, 6 in the
six
morning?
6 in the morning to 8 at night.
8 at night.
Whenever we had
maintenance folks
here. And then there
was a lot of concern being raised as, you know, Sheriff's Department employees, as well as Road and Bridge, and a few other departments that
we talked about it, but I wasn't expecting the original purchase to cover the external, so maybe I misunderstood, but I wasn't expecting that at that point. I think we were trying to figure out what door they're going to come in, because there was some question of what door they were going to access. Is it upstairs? Is it downstairs?
Right.
All those things.
Okay.
I'm good with the $100, though.
I'm all right with the $100.
Danny's giving
a
nod.
Nod from Danny.
What else you got, Nikki?
Well, before you go on, let me ask a question on the, you mentioned 724. That's programmable, I assume, if we don't want to do 724, mm-hmm. if we want to do 718 or?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yes, you can program it through the database, through the software.
First thing that comes to mind, we don't need to have it available from 12 o'clock at night to 6 o'clock in the morning, or I don't know what those hours are. But
well, I know the deputies wanted
a lot of times they don't get off sometimes until 2 or 3 in the morning.
And they that was a specific request, I thought.
Yes.
Okay. And all that.
Yeah, because that's when we put a deputy on the advisory committee.
Yes.
And that was one of
there
the biggest things.
There are actually two deputies. We have not seen them in the past 3 meetings.
But the biggest, number one issue they had was
access
after 8 o'clock at night.
Because a lot of people, because they change every 3 months their shifts.
Right.
You mentioned you hadn't seen them in the last 3 meetings. How often are you meeting now?
Just once a month.
Once a month.
Because that's what you guys asked me to do.
Right.
Okay. I would ask that you, and we consider that if they aren't available, mm-hmm. and you got a committee that they themselves or you reappoint people, because there is situations where they can't get loose and they don't have a spokesperson and they're expecting someone to speak up for them. And so if those people that are in the Sheriff's Department, if they wanted representation, then they should get someone else if they miss, say, 3 to 6 meetings or something, don't you think? I mean, that's the only fair way to do it.
Well, I mean, the individual requested to be on the committee, and I don't know what the reasons were they were not, but maybe you get an RSVP.
I think they felt like they didn't have a voice.
Okay.
Their department. They, like I said, they came the first meeting and let them know it was going to be, you know, every so often, and the dates, and I sent them a meeting request. And they put it in their phones, like, right when we were having the meeting.
All right.
So.
What else?
This idea has spurred other companies around. Of course, we're not a company. We serve all the people. But other companies around are starting to talk fitness centers. I do know of a couple of the bigger employers in the county that's talking fitness centers now.
Mm-hmm. Just briefly, you have orchestrated the executive director interviews tomorrow. Is that correct? I know that Dean, have you contacted Dean Krutoff, Rick Ziegenfuss, and whoever, and Tim Connell?
Will be present. Rick Z will also be present.
Okay. Dean is tied up. Okay.
Yes.
That's going to be meeting here?
Yes.
In this room? Okay.
Unless you'd like to hold it upstairs.
This is fine. We've got a speakerphone, so we've got access, I believe. So that's all scheduled in all of our applicants. I think there's six that they've been narrowed down
to.
One pulled out, so there's five.
Correct.
Okay.
They're starting at 9:30.
Starting at 9:30 every half hour?
Mm-hmm.
Will you have some forms for us like we did before?
Yes.
Private? Okay.
I'll make you each
a little packet, a folder? Mm-hmm.
Five of them?
Five.
Yes.
And then I believe, gentlemen, just so we understand, we're hoping to narrow it down to two so that we could probably bring them in. And do a face-to-face and a site visit with the two finalists. That's at least my hope is through this whole process.
Very good. Mr. Cooper, what can we do for you?
Well, they told me upstairs that you were down here talking about the fitness center.
Yes.
And I wanted to...
Come to one of these mics for me, please.
Come sit over here.
Have a seat. We got lots of people listening, or maybe somebody. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
And I have a treadmill that I'd like to donate to the county, if you would have space available. I do need someone to come by and pick it up. It's kind of heavy. It's over at my dad's in the basement there at 208 Pinay Drive.
Okay.
So if you could make arrangements,
Nikki, you want to make arrangements?
That's all I had. Thank you.
That was good. Thank you. Thanks for
you
the
bet.
Gift.
My timing was pretty good.
Yeah.
Perfect. What's your phone number?
546-4395.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a great week.
All right. You too. All right. What else? What's
one
next?
One last thing. We would like to hold a fundraiser luncheon at the end of July, kicking off Low Cholesterol Month. In August.
Okay.
You going to have any good high cholesterol foods there?
No, we won't.
A fundraiser for the Wellness Center?
For the Wellness Center,
okay.
Yes.
Can I ask what your hope to spend the money on, if you were to raise the money?
Right. Different things that we might need for the Wellness Center, so I don't have to keep coming back because we don't have a budget.
Right. Okay. And let the committee... recommend how to spend it and all that?
Correct.
When you're thinking?
July 29th. We have several people taking vacations in July and in August that are on the Wellness Committee.
My initial reaction is I just want to talk to a few departments in here, like the treasurer and the auditor and then Bob, just to see if we can do that and how that process would, because it'd be getting to a county.
Yeah.
Right.
Entity, but if I, you know...
Any monies through cash funding is...
I have some questions about process, if it's possible or not like that. So from my perspective, let me do some research or have them come in and speak to us or do some research. You can come in and address the commission if that's all right with you guys.
In other words, let us think about it?
Yeah. Okay. In other words, let me do some thinking about it because conceptually I like the idea, but... legally, so it's the other issue.
Right.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Wellness Airport, Kirbyville. And there's Mr. Paulson.
Mr. Paulson.
Yes.
Right on time.
We ready to start?
You guys go ahead. I'm going to take a 2 minute break out here. If I can get out there, it may take me longer than 2 minutes to get out there.
Somebody twisting your arm?
Yes.
I think Mr. Strand might be leaving.
I will leave after, probably just after we get through with this.
Okay.
Do you want to run out?
Executive session?
Well, we do.
Do we? At right.
We got a 1 o'clock for you also.
1:45 for me.
Well, I'll just hang around. I'll just get through this.
It's. I think it's important for you.
Okay.
I think it is.
Okay. Whatever it is, I'll hang around. I just.
There's no way to bump it in the calendar.
It's not an emergency, and we've posted it.
Okay. I'll hang around.
Oh no! Oh, we sure can. We have Bob Paulson, executive for personnel. Right now. We can do it right now, and then Bob Paulson's exact.
Okay.
We have posted personnel under Bob Paulson. So.
Okay.
Personnel's personnel. We just can't talk about any other road and bridge items until 1 o'clock, but
I just
it's a personnel issue, so. Let's just do that, then, if that's
okay,
right.
Okay, that'd be fine, but let, won't you give me a couple of minutes here so I can have the stress, what was that deal you were having?
Help manage your stress.
Stress management.
Stress management.
You can say 2 minutes, we want to say 5 minutes.
No, take a recess.
5 minutes or so.
20 till.
You have to be done in 20 minutes or less, Bob. It's the only way we see it. It's